Hey guys, Pastor Thomas McDaniels here. I have to tell you about this amazing audio app that Charisma has put together for our learning and our empowerment. It's a great tool. I've been checking it out. I want you to download the audio app at charismamediaaudio.com and listen in the spirit today. Download the app. Sign up for your free 10-day trial at charismamediaaudio.com. That's charismamediaaudio.com. It's a great app, and in this age of technology, I am so proud of Charisma for staying on top of the game and setting the pace for other Christian organizations. Get your app today at charismamediaaudio.com. You'll be glad you did.
This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment is a story about a San Diego church combating coronavirus by repairing broken respirators. That story right after this short message.
We live in troubled times. If you're searching for how to find peace in your life, this book will help you find the answer. In Our Eyes Are on You, Dr. Bob Sauvel, founding and senior pastor of Passion Church in Tucson, Arizona, shows how unshakable faith can make the impossible happen. Our Eyes Are on You will provide you with principles on how to strengthen your Christian faith. Without a deep and trusting relationship with God, prayer cannot be effective. Pastor Bob explores how to talk to God and get answers by first seeking a deeper relationship with Him. This guide for new and experienced Christian delves in the Bible's teachings about spiritual growth that fuels world-changing prayer. Discover more at bobsauvel.com. That's Bob, S-A-W-V-E-L-L-E.com, /our-eyes-r-on-you.
In the war against the coronavirus plague, the frontline heroes aren't equipped with guns and ammunition, but medicine and personal protective equipment, also known as PPE. One of the most valuable pieces of PPE are N95 respirator masks. On May 11th, Rock Church in San Diego delivered 263,000 of those precious masks to the County Medical Operations Center's warehouse. For 6 weeks, 4,284 volunteers from the Rock Church have been replacing broken, expired elastic bands with new bands by hand. Not only has the church helped restore the almost 300,000 masks, but their 12,852 volunteer hours are estimated to save the county just shy of $200,000. Mayor Kevin Falconer said that as we are continuing the fight against the aggressive virus, protective equipment is as important as ever. The volunteers at the Rock Church are rolling up their sleeves and helping our men and women on the front lines save lives. Greg Cox, the county project supervisor, responded by giving his thanks to Rock Church and its volunteers for fixing 300,000 masks that will be given to the county to help us fight this pandemic. "The Rock Church rocks," he said. The Rock Church was not the only church to help with the retrofitting project. At least 7 other area churches and businesses have teamed up to accomplish the task of repairing the N95 respirators. In 2009, Rock Church started their Do Something Church initiative and asked the San Diego mayor and other city leaders how they, as Rock Church, could serve the community. Over the years, they have completed more than 2.76 million hours investing in the needs of their community. Miles McPherson is the founder and senior pastor of the Rock Church, and he says that Jesus did not simply sit in the synagogue and wait for people to come to him. He went to them. He also asked a very simple question. He said, "What can I do for you?" This is a simple and powerful thing to do. Just ask, "How can you help?" He says that being a do-something church isn't complex. It simply requires decision and action. It asks you to count how many homeless people, prostitutes, kids in foster care, and elderly in personal care homes that are in your community. Once you count to identify the problems and walk to be with the hurting in your community, the key is not to tell them what they need. There is a much simpler and more powerful thing to do. Just ask, "How can you help?" Make the choice today to demonstrate God's love in practical ways that address the real needs of your community. There are many people in need and ways that we all can help all around us. We just need to open our eyes, ask how we can help, and the first step is simply to do something. For more great content from Charisma Media, go to charismamediaaudio.com and check out the Charisma Media Audio app. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, one news story well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.